You just can't beat the classic original Ugg boots at skinnies.com.au.
I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Unanswered question from today's show. Although it didn't necessarily appear in today's show explicitly.
Okay.
My unanswered question is, you and Leezy have a show on Saturday night, a live show in Brisbane.
Yep.
Are you a little bit concerned that Leezy's currently unable to talk? Or is this a marketing stunt?
No, I, when she gets pharyngitis, it tends to last for 4 or 5 days. So it started to happen on Sunday night. So I'm hoping she'll be good by Thursday, have full voice by Friday, and we'll be all right. But everyone has an Achilles heel. Hers is her throat.
But didn't she get an operation to stop this gear?
Well, that's tonsillitis. So, you know, tonsils, you can't get your pharynx taken out. And she's got pharyngitis. So see how I did that? See, the medical knowledge that I have is I'm like a walking Grey's Anatomy without the medical degree.
Do you know what show intro is not loved enough or talked about enough?
What?
Is ER.
I never watched that show.
But surely you've seen the intro, the title, the credits.
I was too busy watching Felicity when ER was on, I think. Same era.
I've got it. It's we should change the Those Two Girls show opener to this. Suggestion. Aaron, can you write that down somewhere? It's a very
he just shook his head.
Very strong suggestion. Imagine if this was our show opener.
Nah.
Gets dramatic now.
Maybe we should be more like Raggy Dolls.
What's that?
You know the Raggy Dolls from the kids show in the 90s? It was all about useless dolls that got thrown out into the pile and they became friends. And given Lise's voice at the moment, I feel she's on the Raggy Doll pile. This is it. Oh my God, you're so speedy.
It's not much of a life when you're just a pretty face.
Not much of a life when you're just a pretty face.
Just to be whoever you are is no disgrace.
Isn't that like an opposite of today? Just to be who you are is no disgrace. Are they saying having a pretty face is a bad thing?
I don't know. I didn't look too much into the lyrics, actually.
I have.
So you just said something that irritated me before, Scott. I said, are you coming to the end of financial year party? What's your costume?
Aaron's shaking his head because he wants us to hold this for on air.
Well, I'm annoyed because you're not going to be there.
Yeah. You know what? We can do this on air as well. We can do this in podcasts and on air. You're annoyed.
I'm annoyed.
Well, okay. So we have had an ongoing issue. Let me just go back to the start. We've had an ongoing issue here because I don't like work parties.
Why? What's wrong?
Like, I like the people I work with. I spend social time with people I work with. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I'm coming to your show on Saturday night and looking forward to that social environment. No issue at all.
Yeah.
I just don't like work parties. I just feel like there's such a...
It depends because there are lame work parties and there are cool
and
work parties.
We don't do
I've been
lame
to plenty
ones.
Of lame ones yeah. where there is just cheese and cabana on jet served. And I know because that's where I've been, just at the food table the entire time. But this is a cool work party.
And this one in particular, the the Austereo Brisbane end of financial year party.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Yeah. I'm pumped about it.
But yeah, I just don't
But
like
you're not going to be here. You're going to be overseas. Ooh.
I mean, you said that, not me.
Ooh.
I was unaware that I was going to be overseas.
And I think Lise isn't here to defend herself, but when she's going camping in the holidays, I think you talking about your overseas sojourn actually, I think it hurts her.
Yeah. I mean, that is because she chose to renovate her house over going to Fiji. And you will recall we used Showtime
Did I tell you I saw the reno?
Yeah, good.
Amazing.
Yeah, wow.
Amazing. She's done a brilliant job.
Well, she's done a brilliant job is an interesting way to talk about the group of trainees she had brought in to do it for
her. But she also self-appointed herself as an apprentice tradie based on how much knowledge she has since the reno. But it looks phenomenal.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's her vision, let's be honest. Dane's just been smart and followed along.
Yep, very okay. well. I wonder how he's going at the moment. probably running the household and whatnot.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's get into today's Best Of podcast. Before we do that, what are the chances? What is your, if you had the Instagram slider thing, how far would you slide along to say Lise is going to be here tomorrow?
I would say
very early on the slider, very late on the slider.
I would say 7 out of 10, she'll be here tomorrow, but I think her voice will only be at 5 out of 10.
Great.
I think she'll still be cutting in and out, but that's all right.
There'll be people that are like, my bloody radio.
I know, yes. Why isn't the dial working?
And why is it only her voice that cuts out on?
So I wish Sarah had shut up. That's probably what they're thinking.
No. here's the best of today's podcast. Catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I am not going to lie. It is a highlight of my week when I get to listen to Lee's attempt accents from around the globe, because you're so good at many things in your life.
Thanks,
but
Sam.
You are absolutely Scheisenhausen when it comes to accents. Let's just be honest.
I don't understand why I'm so bad at them. And I, you know, I do admit it. I can, it's just a struggle. I struggle with accents.
Which still surprises me, because you've got this French background and you can't even do an English French accent.
No.
It's just nothing. Scott, do we have.
I've got the New Zealand one.
Yes. Can we please do Lee's attempting a Kiwi accent?
Well, I tried to start a revolution, but. And print enough pamphlets, so hardly anyone turned up.
I mean, how do you feel when you hear that in playback?
Horrible. I hate myself. Yeah. Like, this is not good for my self-esteem, guys.
Okay, well, you're not going to like what I've got to tell you now, because I want to take it up a notch, and I really want you to put your accent skills to the test. You've been practicing over the past couple of months, essentially. This has all been building up. Now, I saw something on Facebook from one of Australia's leading casting agencies.
Oh,
they're looking
Sarah.
For
Don't.
They're looking for TV roles to be filled for from people who have genuine British accents.
I don't.
I'm doing it. Are you ready?
What do you mean you're doing
right
it?
Now,
what
do we're doing it now.
How?
Just, are Sarah, you ready?
Is it like a, what do you mean? Like a
cockney? You're going to have to audition over the phone.
Oh. Guys, don't. I'm sweating. Take the puffer vest off of me.
Are you ready? Deep breaths.
God, I'm okay. So embarrassed for myself.
Okay, calm.
Michelle speaking.
Oh, hi. Michelle, is it?
Yes.
Michelle, I'm trying to reach the casting agency that's searching for British people for a new television series. Is that where you work?
Ah, yes, that is me.
Okay, great. Have you filled those roles yet?
No, we still have a few available.
Now, Michelle, I do have a very high-profile client with a very unique British accent, and I think she'd be perfect for the roles.
Beautiful.
I've given her some lines to say from quite possibly the most recognisable British person apart from the Queen. So if you're happy to hold, do you have time if I just transfer you directly to her?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Okay, please hold.
Hello, Michelle, is it?
Ah, yes, it is. How
yes.
are you?
A little bit nervous. I might just go straight into the script. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Honestly, am I the only person who's ever bothered to read Hogwarts, A History? Ron, you are the most insensitive wart I have ever ever had the misfortune to meet. Wingardium Leviosa.
Hmm. Whereabouts in England are you from?
I'm from Sussex. Like the Duchess of Sussex.
Oh yes. Yes, exactly.
Yes, yes.
And what part of Sussex are you from?
From Windsor.
Windsor, right near the castle, hey?
That is correct. That is. Now, I might pop you back on to my manager.
Michelle, I did say she was a very high-profile client.
Yes, right from Windsor, yes.
Yes, I think she has what it takes. I'm just getting excited. Sorry. I can feel it. I can feel it. Can you please give me your professional opinion on casting for this British TV series?
Well, I'm kind of not really believing the accent somehow. It just sounded a little bit slightly off. Can I maybe get her to...
She's very aristocratic. Do you need her to take it down a notch?
No, we do need a posh accent. That's fine.
Okay.
However, how long has she been in Australia for?
Oh, when was the wedding? Oh, a week and a half?
A week and a half, yeah. I'm actually sorry, but as a professional, I kind of don't really buy the accent.
Right. Well, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Just not right for us on this occasion.
It's disappointing, but, you know, onwards and upwards.
Sorry about that, yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Bye.
This is disgusting.
It actually isn't, Scotty, but okay, thanks. Guys, there's something super weird that happens when you work incredibly closely with people the way Sarah and I do.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a crazy amount of time together at work and, you know, we rock up in our PJs pretty much.
Mm.
We wear UGG boots together. You know a lot about me. And
well,
I feel like
I know too much about you. In fact, you're putting me in the position of being like your personal physician. You've got a mole on your buttock.
Yes, I do.
That you're asking me to check regularly.
Well, my GP asked me to ask you to check it regularly. It's not my fault. Don't blame me.
Yes.
I need someone who knows me well who can check if it's changing colour, morphing, changing shape. So I'm dacking myself and you're going to be checking.
Yeah, I'm down with looking at your bum.
Now, yesterday I was itchy. Okay, and I tend to have in this studio, I tend to have weird kind of mini allergic reactions, but this was bizarre. It was up in the neck, it was up in the hairline.
You were like a dog with fleas, let's be honest. We were just about to get ready to go to a fancy event to speak at, and this is what went down prior.
Oh, there's one. Like, what? Stop it, Sarah. Do I?
She's got me.
What? Are you serious? Show me an egg.
Oh,
well, what am I? I'm going to have to wash everything when I get home. How do I have them? What dirty bastard child of mine brought these home? Are you guys having me on?
Yeah. Nits. Nits. An infestation is what I thought was going on.
And then Scotty started itching. I started itching as our producer.
Because it's like
scratching.
Who was that animal? Pavlov's dog?
Yes.
That's the theory,
when you hear
right?
the bell, you go running for dinner. Well, when you hear the word nits, you start scratching like a mofo. Let's be honest.
Yeah. So 131060, guys. Are you itchy right now just from listening to this story? I may have nits, I may not. I mean, you'll have to stick around to find out. But we want to know if you're in your car driving to work or if you're on the treddy pushing out some Ks and you are scratchy right now, give us a buzz.
What did it feel like when you thought you had nits? What was the feeling in your hair?
Like a creepy, crawly, itchy...
It's always like at the nape of your neck and then itchy behind your ears.
You can feel like things walking around in your hair.
Yes, you can feel a tingly.
I can feel them right now.
I can too.
If I was in the car, I would call 131060. Lees, I'm itchy right now.
Yes. 131060, can you feel something crawling in your hair? Are you getting itchy?
Do you just want to talk to us? We're lonely.
Those two girls.
Nora.
Hi,
hello. Are you itchy right now, Nora?
You can't even talk about stuff like that. Oh, my God. It doesn't even just stop at your hair, because then you start scratching your hair.
No, I'm on
like,
the scalp.
Oh, my God. Your face starts to itch, and then your neck starts to itch, and then you're like, oh, my God, it's my arm.
I mean, then
your hair, and then it just drives you incredibly insane.
It's insane, right? I mean, we're pretty much breaking all radio rules by playing this stupid game. Bodine on 131060, are you itchy right now?
I'm so itchy. I'm a primary school teacher, and anytime anyone mentions nits, I'm just itching straight away.
I mean, to the point of asking one of your colleagues to check you when you get into school, Bodine?
Almost every day.
Yeah. Have you had nits a lot as a teacher, Bodine?
A few times.
Yep. It's okay to admit it. I got nits as an adult too.
It's just a thing, guys. Who cares? They're just little critters.
I just need to throw delousing solution all over you, Lees, I
do
think.
Am I going to get nits? Do you have them?
Guys, I'm pleased to reveal that I am nit-free. I am lice-free. Lees has no lice.
But watch this space, because 131060, are you itchy? Well, I mean, we've got to do this again, don't we?
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Guys, 13, 10, 60, do you sleep in a separate bed or a separate bedroom to your partner? Because, Sarah, this whole conversation about sleep divorce is really ramping up around the country, and you and I have had chats about it because last night Dane and I again slept separately. He just passes out on the couch because he's a real night owl.
Yep.
And obviously because of my job, I'm in bed at like 8 p.m.
Yes.
at the latest. And it's just the way the cookies crumbled recently is that he stays up late and then passes out on the couch. And then by the time I wake up around 3:30 a.m., 4 a.m., he's still there.
Well, we're in the same boat too because of Will's work and mine. We're both often operating on different timetables, or one of us is away and one of us is home. And I do know I sleep much, much, much more soundly when he is not beside me. You know, last night I was waking up from 1:30. I don't even think he was snoring. It's a vibe. And, you know, there's been a couple who've appeared on the telly saying that getting a sleep divorce and having that decision to sleep in separate bedrooms has actually saved their marriage because she was getting so angry at his snoring, keeping her awake. And apparently they're both in better moods, so it's improving their love life.
Well, they're saying there's a sharp rise in couples sleeping in separate rooms.
Oh,
one in four couples are doing it.
Well, can I tell you, my mum and dad are going to be added to that list because mum told me the other day she and dad have bitten the bullet and they've decided to get two double beds for their room. Same bedroom, different beds. Because I think as they get older, their sleep habits have changed. Dad is a very deep sleeper. Mum's very light.
Yes.
And, you know, that mum's like all about planning for elderly years. And if one of them needs a reclining bed, they can have
queen.
It and so on. So, you know what? 13, 10, 60, guys, give us a call if you sleep in separate beds to your partner. And
talk us through the benefits.
Is it saving your marriage?
Yeah. I think a lot of people, though, kind of panic and go, is this a sign that our marriage isn't doing well?
I have said to my husband, Wills, what about if we just slept? What about on my weekdays, I just go and sleep in the separate room? And he is adamant, no, we are married. Mm. We sleep in the same
bed.
Some
people see it as a sign of possible rejection, that they need that skin to skin. I'm like,
skin to skin.
Rack off, Dane. I sleep better without you. Tracy.
Tracy on 13, 10, 6. What do you think? Do you sleep separately?
Yes, we do, and it's wonderful.
All right, talk us through.
It's highly rated. Well, actually, it started, I think it was about 6 years ago, I had shoulder surgery. So it was on the side, the shoulder on the side where my husband slept. So he went and moved to the spare room so he didn't hurt me during the night.
Mm.
Then when I recovered, he went and had knee surgery. And then he just came up with all these excuses about, oh, no, my knee's still sore. It's still sore. I don't want you to bang it. And then our little Jack Russell used to sleep on the bed. So then he'd go, oh, no, the dog keeps me awake, so I'll stay where I am. And then we just, like, had to wake up to ourselves and admit that we actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So there was something in coming clean to one another and going, you know what, I prefer you not in my bed.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he snores and it gives me this...
Yeah,
I can't say it. And, you know, and he gets up, you know, five times a night to pee, and that's... used to annoy me. And
you'd rather have the dog in your bed, Tracy. That's nice.
Oh, he used to say, oh, you spoon the dog, but you won't spoon me.
Ewan on 13, 10, 60, do you sleep separately from your partner?
Oh, yeah, I do. Like, most nights I'll go to bed like 10 o'clock and I'll stall like a freight train. They come past and the next minute my wife just kicks me out of bed.
Yeah, because you and your wife is probably one of those 75% of people who have trouble falling asleep. So when you're in bed with a snorer, it brings on a lot of negativity, a lot of negative vibes, right, towards the other person. So obviously you guys have made the decision to not have negativity towards one another during the sleeping hours, and it's working
for you. I do that. If I can see that Wills has had a couple of drinks before going to bed, I race up beforehand and try and put myself to sleep because he'll obviously start snoring after a couple of drinks. And once he's snoring, that's it. I am awake and I'm angry.
You get the rats.
I'm thinking about the tontine treatment. All right, Jeffrey on 13, 10, 60. Do you sleep separately from your partner?
Absolutely.
You sound very committed. Why?
My partner, I love her dearly and that, but she's had the same waterbed that she's had for the last 21 years we've been together.
A waterbed?
A waterbed.
That's so retro.
Yeah, but I used to work away for and looking at gyms for 10 years and that, so sleeping on the good mattresses, I come home and that, I can't even, yes, I can't get out of the thing if I sleep on the waterbed.
Oh, that's hilarious. My parents had a waterbed. I can remember. Like your whole body lurches, and I was 10.
Yes. And also, Jeffrey, you're seasick. So you just come back and go, love, I'm seasick. I'm out of here.
If you need ginger tablets to go to bed, then you're in trouble, aren't you, Jeff?
A travel sickness band.
You can get warmed up with Skinnies. Check out the original Ugg boots at skinnies.com.au.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls. Yes.